Thanks for calling us here at Circle Services. This is Winford, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hi, Winford?
Yes, ma'am. How can I assist you? Yes.
Winford, this is Sally McKay. I actually think we talked to you maybe, oh my gosh, 3 weeks ago. And we have the same problem as we had 3 weeks ago. We're supposed to get a tankless water heater through you guys. Your technician came out here on the 21st of May and determined that the water heater that we had couldn't be repaired because the company's out of business. He couldn't get the parts. So then it was submitted back to the insurance company by CERCA, and we were approved for a new water heater. That was back on the 25th. We actually got the approval that came through from you people. And on the morning of the 26th, I sent you a payment of $495 for the extra parts and labor that were needed to install the new water heater. We are still waiting for that water heater. What happened is finally last week we were notified that there was one on order with a company called Ferguson Enterprises, which is a distributor. They distribute all kinds of plumbing supplies. And anyway, so I called them last week just to make sure that they had the item in stock so that you guys could go pick it up to come and install it. And I gave him the item number that was given to me by the insurance company. And the guy said, well, what is this for? And I said, it's for our home. And he said, well, it's 8 kilowatts. He said, that's not big enough for a house. He said, you'll never get enough hot water. Because the one we have now is 32 kilowatts. And what was on order was an 8 kilowatt. So last week on the 12th, a new purchasing order was sent in to the management, to the insurance company, and apparently they were going to get us one that was comparable to the 32 kilowatt one that doesn't work anymore or is leaking. And so I called you on Friday and talked to a young lady there, and she told me, yes, that you had gotten some notification that a one was on order. She said we should have it Monday, so that we can schedule an appointment on Tuesday, meaning tomorrow, for your technician to come back out here and actually install the new tankless water heater. This morning, just about an hour ago, I received an updated email from the insurance company, and when I go down and scroll down to look at the product details of what's on order, once again, they have the 8 kilowatt water heater on the order. So I called you because you should have some kind of documentation of what is on order, and because today you're supposed to be notified about all this. Do you know anything about this? Because we are to the point where this is totally ridiculous. Our water heater is leaking.
Okay, so what's your address?
20263 Puma Trail, Estero, Florida. Because I think we talked to you a couple weeks ago. Yeah. When this has all been dragging out and everything over all this time, we spoke to you, and since then, nothing's been done.
Okay, one moment, Ms. McKay. Let me look over this order.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Winford.
You're welcome. No problem. All right, so I know where your tankless water heater is going. Let me give them a call and see if it arrived yet, okay?
Yeah, do you have, before you do that, do you have an item number, a model number?
I have an item number. The item number I have is 613-747-609.
613, okay, so that's not a number I have. The tankless water heater that is on this email is the same one, like I said, that was on there a week ago. And it's an EHA008240LF, 8 kilowatt. Okay, so
no,
you
ma'am.
Have a different item.
Right, let me give them a call and see if it's available.
Okay, and also, will you do me a favor and make sure that the kilowatt is somewhere near 32 kilowatts?
I can ask them that. One moment, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem.